So give us an example of one of these stories. Do you have a favorite?
There's lots of them. I think one of the scariest ones to me is just a small, little, unassuming house south of the railroad tracks. I knew a fellow who was doing some remodeling work on it, and he just sort of did that on the side. He's actually like a corrections officer and kind of a no-nonsense kind of guy. And he and his buddy were doing some plumbing, and they were there one night, and they heard strange noises. And as they investigated, you know, they didn't find anything, so they locked the door and went back to their project, and then they heard noises again and walked around, and the door was unlocked again. So that was a little nerve-wracking, and then they went back, and they heard noises again, and as they went to leave, they found the words, "Help me," scratched in the frost on the window. So that one really threw them. They were running out, so.
And you said these are no-nonsense kind of guys, so the kind of people who would probably not be likely to tell ghost stories.
Yeah, that's been the most interesting part of this over the years, is the people from all walks of life that come forward with stories for me.
And you sound pretty convinced by all of this.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that every story that I'm told or every incident is necessarily paranormal, but I've just heard from too many people and too many different stories to think that it's all nonsense. I think there's something to it. I've had a few of my own experiences, and just the combination of all of that makes me believe that there's something to it for sure.
Would you care to share one of your experiences?
I was trying to find my TV remote in the bedroom, and I couldn't find the remote anywhere, so I literally peeled back all the blankets and sheets and remade the bed and could not find that remote anywhere. So finally I just walked in the living room to get that remote and went back into the bedroom, and my remote was laying on the center of my bed on top of my bed on the comforter. So that threw me a little bit.
Do ghosts have a sense of humor? Are they pranksters?
You know, I think they keep their personality like they did on Earth. So just like on Earth, you've got nice spirits and you've got evil spirits and you've got those with a sense of humor and those that aren't as interesting. So.
A lot of these stories are in historic buildings, or they're tied to history. And in your book, Haunted Cheyenne, you do bring history into it. So there seems to be an intersection between real history and then this very other paranormal world.
Well, I believe, you know, that people sometimes stay where they love or around their loved ones, or, you know, just what they're familiar with. They also say that when there's a tragedy, that there a lot of those energies sort of are residual there and stick around. Now, sometimes brand new buildings will have a paranormal activity, but before that building was built, there might have been a, you know, massacre or something on that location. So that energy is still there, even though it's within new walls.
The new book is Haunted Cheyenne by Jill Pope. Thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Micah Schweitzer. Happy Halloween.